just prior to the Bookies thing, there wasn't a lot of places to play in Detroit that was doing that. And there were really only a few bands that I knew of that were around doing it at the time, which was the Traitors, which is, you know, well, you know all those guys. The Pigs, the Ramrods, and us. And so they were doing a three-band gig, and we tacked ourselves onto that a lot of times when they would go into a bar and just lay it on them for the first time they'd ever seen anything like that. And it was good. We had a good time with that. Typically, it was the bass player at the time, John Zajac. He was Andy's roommate. So we could at least run through the stuff. And then we had different drummers we picked up here and there. But sometimes at these gigs, we wouldn't have one. And Bootsy, who was with the Ramrods, would sit in. Bob Mulrooney. He would sit in. And then, later, of course, after the Ramrods broke up, he did all our shows, too, for a while. Oh, excuse me. We had other drummers. But he eventually just joined up with us once the Ramrods broke up. And other clubs, East Side, a lot of places were gay clubs that were that would at least take a chance with this. Some were rock clubs that was kind of rough at because they were typical to 45-minute set bands, and this was totally different. And then there were some of the East Side clubs, too, like where the Romantics were playing in and some of the East Side bands, you know, like the guys from Hamtramck. So we would jump in on those as well. And then finally, I think Andy and Vince had talked to Bookie. I think somehow or other Scott was in there too. And we eventually got Bookie convinced that he could do a weekday. So we started off with like a Wednesday or something over there. It ended up being several days and then all with the weekends. Then we ended up getting the weekends. So we had it the whole time.